Hey, Angie Lendon here with my top 5 tips for navigating menopause. Number 1, talk about it. Stay connected in. We're so blessed to be living in days where we're encouraged to speak up and out about menopause and the effects that it has on us both at home and in the workplace. We no longer have to hide and pretend that everything is fine when it isn't. And having opportunities to talk openly is important. There are some wonderful local menopause groups that meet to walk and talk or have a coffee and talk. Just Google your local area and of course check out Facebook. It's vitally important to be connected. Number 2, keep moving, because menopause leads to muscle loss and decline in bone density. Challenging muscles with either bodyweight exercises or using weights can help to rebuild muscle and decrease any rate of loss. It's a case of use it or lose it, but movement is medicine. So try to walk every day, even if it's just for 15 minutes, because the fresh air is good for our mental health too. You could use weights 3 times a week. You can use tins out of your kitchen cupboard. It doesn't have to be specialist equipment. Maybe try having them next to your kettle, and every time you go to make a drink, do some exercises and some stretches. Number 3, eat the right foods. Keeping a check on our health and well-being during menopause, whichever phase you're in, is paramount. And diet is so important, and there are many food sources that can help with the symptoms that we experience. These foods can have an effect on skin, sleep, and stress. However, we are all different, and our bodies will react differently to certain foods. But some foods to embrace are dairy for the loss of collagen, elastin, and moisture due to the loss of estrogen. Fruit and veg can really help with hot flushes and weight control. And plant-based foods that are rich in phytoestrogen for better sleep, energy levels, and positive mood. Flax and sesame seeds, soya and edamame beads, dried fruits, garlic, peaches, berries, wheat bran, and tofu. These are all good for you. Foods to avoid: caffeine, alcohol, spicy foods can make us more susceptible to hot flushes. Fatty meats and processed foods can negatively affect our mood, body weight, and energy levels. Number 4, prepare for sleep. Maintain a good sleep routine. Make sure your room temperature is no more than 19 degrees with adequate curtains to black out light. Turn off blue lights from phones, laptops, and TV an hour before sleep. A warm aromatherapy bath before bed can help you to relax, along with a relaxing herbal tea. Make sure your bedding is made of cotton or bamboo. Bamboo is a really great choice because it's naturally temperature regulating and helps to control moisture. And finally, number 5, you're not alone. If you just take one thing away from this, let it be the knowledge that you are not alone in this menopause journey. You're not crazy or weird. There's always help and someone to talk to. And now that we've got this new Kyria Menopause Facebook page, you'll be part of a community of like-minded women who will totally understand what you're going through. We see you and we hear you. These are my 5 top tips.